MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, in the latest crime data compiled by Tracker, hijackings now make up 54% of all vehicle crime incidents in this country, with business vehicles being significantly at more risk. I'm in conversation now with Duma Ngobo, who's Chief Operating Officer at Tracker. Duma, welcome. Thank you very much indeed. Are there key or new reasons behind the rise in hijackings?
We obviously, you've mentioned the 54% of hijackings. This is driven by a lot of advances in vehicle technology. We must remember that vehicle crime largely is driven by opportunity. And what a would-be criminal wants to be able to do is to get in and into your vehicle and drive away as quickly as reasonably possible. And therefore, we do tend to see vehicle hijackings being predominantly higher.
The trends themselves, is there a difference now between personal and business vehicles? And if I read the data correctly, business vehicles are that much more targeted. But I guess that's probably inevitable, isn't it?
Yes, to a large extent. I think if you go back to COVID, that changed the vehicle crime landscape significantly. We saw a lot of courier-type vehicles. We saw a lot of e-hailing vehicles kind of growing. And that's changed the pattern of crime on the one hand. But again, your courier vehicles are targeted sort of what we call the pavement hijacking, as it stops at the entrance of a business or of a house to deliver goods and services. We do tend to see that happening a lot more. So business vehicles are a lot more at risk nowadays. And that's just one example that we can point to.
Is there a specific reason as to why the Eastern Cape has become such a high-risk area?
Yeah, that was of particular interest for us because historically, your major provinces or your larger provinces, as it would be, Gauteng, KZN, and Western Cape, were where we used to see our crime patterns distributed sort of along those lines. And that follows the immigration patterns. The N2 along the Eastern Cape is an interesting one for us because we've seen a significant spike. Other than your sort of opportunistic element where a vehicle turns over and the load is then ransacked by the community, we're also seeing quite sophisticated criminals, blue light robberies, using sophisticated signal jammers and the like to stop trucks on the route and take high value goods, as it were.
I don't know how deeply you mine this information, but Gauteng accounts for close on 60% of all vehicle crime. I guess that is understandable. But do you break it down as to which areas specifically in the province are most at risk?
Yes, we do. So we would look at it predominantly at a provincial level. Because what we don't want to do, we need to be very responsible around not creating panic. So, you know, we do look at the suburbs. So naturally, your Pretoria, your northern suburbs, your Sandtons, your Buccleuch, your Four Ways kind of area tend to exhibit very significant and sharp hijacking and theft rates. We also see schools in those particular areas are a significant attraction for your criminals. So we do tend to see those patterns as well.
Is there a time of the day and week when vehicles are most at risk?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. So your Thursday and Friday, say after 4 p.m., all the way to about nowadays, 8 to 10 p.m. on a Friday evening, we tend to see a spike in your hijacking rates, whereas your Saturdays tend to present more preponderance of sort of theft rates. And that's largely because people are at places of leisure, your malls, your schools for sport events, and the vehicles left alone for a period of time, allowing your criminals to then get into your vehicle and steal it away.
And the criminals themselves are adapting their methods, particularly in Gauteng, the concept of keyless entry relay attacks. Maybe just explain that to me. And again, are they becoming more adept? Are they one step ahead of the process, do you think?
Yeah, so I don't want to belittle the topic. It does tend to be a bit of a cat and mouse game between ourselves, other law enforcement, and the criminals. But to answer your question pointedly, Your relay is basically a signal between your key fob and your vehicle receiver, and there's a message in between, or a handshake, as we call it. What tends to happen is that they've got tools that can intercept the signal and re-encode it onto a completely separate key. So your keyless entry vehicles, as much as it's a convenience factor for the owner, it has placed a bit of a risk, where the criminals, you'll see them maybe with a big briefcase or a bag, and that's really got a receiver and a distributor between somebody who's close to you and the vehicle itself, and they intercept the signal and they can get into your vehicle relatively quickly. There are other methods, but that's the simplest way to sort of explain it.
Thank you very much indeed. Duma Ngobo is Chief Operating Officer at Tracker. Appreciate your time.